Way out in Arizona where the bad men are, and the only thing to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. If or not to say, he sings the herd to sleep. In a basso, rich and slow, crooning
I recognize that voice.
The lyrics of the Arizona official historian. I'm not sure how you get that title or that job.
He's earned that.
He has earned it. Let me introduce y'all to a good friend and Arizona's official state historian who's joining us from the Payson Book Festival, Mr. Marshall Trimble. Good morning, Marshall.
Howdy, Rosie. How you doing? Was that me singing that?
It was either you or Rex Allen. Which one was it?
he wouldn't take credit for that one.
You don't think so, huh?
I think he'd be envious of the sheep part.
Hey, let's talk about...
Yeah, I learned at an early age to imitate sheep.
You were at the Payson Book Festival, an event that hit our radar screen about 9 months ago, and I told Jennifer, I said, we are not going to miss this event. We are going to be there. We're going to go up early. I want to be the first one in the door. I've got so many books written by Arizona authors. I'm going to get them all signed. And then life presented itself, and we weren't able to get up there. So the very next best thing is to talk to you, who are there, about the festival.
Yeah, this second one. I was here for the initial one last year. We had a good time, and I understand they got maybe double the crowd this year. It's big.
Well, y'all have. I'm looking at two press releases. One press release is about a month old, says you have more than 20 authors at the event. And I'm looking at a press release from just a few days ago. It says, visit with 80 authors.
Yep. Yeah, and they're scattered all over the college campus here. I'm going to see a lot of old friends. It's always good. That's why I like to come to these. The Historical Society is selling my books. I'm just going to sign them, and they can make all the millions of dollars here today.
And Marsha, how many books do you have?
Let's see. I know I've written either an awful lot of books or a lot of awful books. But there's more than 20.
Yeah,
I think 22. After I got past 20, I didn't have enough more toes and fingers, so I quit counting. But I think it's 22 or 23.
Are they all historic history books, Marshall?
They're all Arizona stories.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they aren't. Some of them stretch out a little further up the whole Southwest, mm-hmm. and some of them are coffee table books, and some are on cowboys, and some are on outlaws. The newest one's on outlaws, Arizona outlaws and lawmen.
I think the first book we ever bought of Marshall's, and we knew Marshall way back when he was teaching history at Coronado High School. That was almost another lifetime ago.
That was three lifetimes ago, I think.
The first
but
book.
I still have close ties with some of my old students, so that's always fun.
I bet you do. Your first book we bought was the book that talks about how roadside landmarks got their name. And when we were driving Arizona with the kids, we kind of always had that book on the passenger side dashboard and be reading to them. And that's how most of our kids learned about all the great places in Arizona.
Yeah, every once in a while I run into some adult that's now a parent, and they'll say, when we were little kids, we hated you. We didn't even know who you were, but we hated you because all along the road, we wanted to play Game Boy or something, and my mom or our mom was just saying, well, Marshall Trimble says, and they got tired of hearing, Marshall Trimble says.
Wow.
And so, but I said, well, now that you met me, ain't I a pretty good guy?
Do you win most people over eyeball to eyeball?
Yeah, I'm an Irish descent, so I think that helps a little bit. And the guitar helps when you're entertaining little kids.
Well, listen, I understand some of the authors you've got up there with you today. You've got Buckshot Dot.
Yeah, Buckshot Dot. D. Strickland Johnson, who's still in the recovery phase but from a bad car wreck she had in Georgia a few months ago. And, boy, she was really, really She really, she's tough. She's a tough gal. She survived, and she insisted. We're doing a show this morning about 10 o'clock, and we said, "Are you sure you up? Are you going to be up to it?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "Let me at him." So I can't wait to see her because I haven't seen her since the car wreck.
Well, listen, in a good-humored way, when you see Roger Naylor,
yeah,
punch him in the nose.
Okay.
And tell him that's from Rosie. He took away my retirement career. All he does is travel Arizona and write stories about traveling in Arizona.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to do the second career I've always wanted to do. He's robbed me of.
Well, you can write Cajun stories about Arizona. You know, there must have been some more besides you.
That'd be a short book.
But yeah, I guess so.
Tell Roger I'll forgive him if he gives you a copy of his book. What's it called, Burgers and Trails?
Something to do with burgers, and I can't remember the rest of it, but I follow him in the Arizona Republic.
Absolutely.
His stories are really good in there, and most of those places I've been to, but I don't get out on the road as much as I used to, as far as just unless I'm going off to do a show somewhere like Payson.
Well, y'all have, and we're talking to Marshall Trimble, Arizona's official state historian, who's joining us from Gila Community College campus up in Payson, and they've got the Payson Book Festival, and it is on today, opens at 9, goes through 4. And you can visit with over 80 authors from Arizona. And y'all have presentations. Like you say, there's 9:15. You're going to have story time with Conrad Storid.
Yep. Yeah, they're doing story time. And there's Jim West is performing out here in the patio. And I saw him last year, he and his wife. And they really put on a good show. And then Buckshot Dot and I will be in the student center. We'll be performing in the student center.
And you'll be doing a presentation on specifically what, Marshall?
This is just going to be a song, cowboy song, Arizona songs.
All right.
Buckshot and I have been performing together, for a number of years at poet gatherings and folk festivals and things like that. And so we play off each other, and it's always a lot of fun. It's kind of like getting together with Dolan Ellis and Ted Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the other gang, yeah.
That's the gang. Then y'all have a presentation for Navajo Poems and Stories. Roger Naylor will be doing a presentation on travel writing. Then you've got story time again with Kathy Peach and the Tumbleweeds and Pete Alishar, Creative Writing Tips. That's a lineup for today.
Yeah, Pete is great. I worked with Pete at Arizona Highways many years ago, and he's been up here pacing with the pacing roundup.
It's not too late to go.
Which
is that? No, the Rim Country. Nope. What is that paper? The pacing
roundup.
It's roundup. Oh, it is roundup. Okay,
yep.
I was thinking. Yep. Okay.
If people are listening to you when I come, Marshall, can they just show up at the last minute, or do they have to have tickets?
No, people are just going to come. They're just going to show up.
No admission.
To buy books. You know, they come here to buy books and maybe meet the authors and things like that.
Where is the college? For a lot of people, all they know about Payson is when you get to the light, you turn right and keep going to the lakes.
Yeah. Well, you can go when you come to that fork in the road, you take it. When you come to that fork in the road, you take it, Rosie.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I was trying to picture that.
Yogi Berra said, when Yogi Berra says that, everybody laughs, and I say it, and there's just silence.
We were afraid you were serious.
Rosie's sitting here mentally trying to follow where and Payson were going here, so I think he was turning right on 260.
Believe it or not, Rosie, it's Mud Springs Road.
Okay.
Mud Springs Road, and it's... As you're coming east on the 260, if you come to Star Valley, you've gone too far.
Okay.
But just past there's a couple of gas stations there and then Mud Springs Road, and there are signs out there that say Book Festival too. If you just keep your eyes peeled along the side of the road, there's signs. But when you get just past that series of restaurants and gas stations there. start looking to your left, and there'll be a sign that says Pahila County Community College.
And if you did miss it and you're in Star Valley, don't speed up to find a spot to turn around and come back. They've got more traffic cameras in that two-mile stretch than I think any other stretch in Arizona.
We won't ask how he found that out.
You might think you're on a Hollywood boardwalk. Flash, flash, flash.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you thought people were taking your picture, and they were.
We're here with Marshall Trimble, Arizona's official state historian, broadcasting from the Payson Book Festival at Gila Community College campus. Marshall, you're up there. You're about the busiest retired guy I've ever tried to follow on social network, and you've got another event coming up in Payson in the not too far future.
Let me think.
The dedication.
Oh yes, that's coming up on Labor Day. For those people who remember way back in Labor Day 1970, we had, and I really believe that this was the greatest catastrophe, natural disaster, in Arizona history during the 20th century.
I remember.
We had another one in the 1890s when Walnut Dam broke, up at by the headwaters of the Hassayampa River. And we don't know how many people died in that because a 110-foot-high wall of water came tumbling down the Hassayampa River. And and this one, it was just one of those so-called perfect storms. When Hurricane Norma died out, it created a system up here that brought rain, just rain for 3 days, hard rain for 3 days. And the people who were... There were some 30 people in Arizona killed in different parts of Arizona,
the way
up around the Utah line, all the way down to around the Phoenix area and some of the creeks out there north of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. But most of the time they were killed when the water cascaded and caught them in a wash, or they were trying to outrun it.
Boy.
What year would this have been?
1970.
This was 1970. Yeah, it was 1970.
So y'all
always tell people, just when you're out here in the woods and there's a heavy rain and there is flooding, don't try to outrun it. Go to the high ground. Just run for your life to the high ground, because I really think a lot of these people would have survived had they not tried to get in their cars and get away, because entire families were wiped out.
Yeah,
two entire families with little children were wiped out.
So y'all are doing a memorial.
Yeah, some of us got together recently, a couple of years ago. We said, let's have a memorial service on Labor Day up at Christopher Creek. And then after that, I said, we need to put a memorial up. So we didn't know to put it on a highway or put it where we were going to put it. We ran into a lot of bureaucratic red tape. It's much easier for these government officials to tell you no, and that's what they were doing. And so finally we went to the city, or the town of Payson, and Kenny Evans, the mayor, and all of the staff just jumped on board, and they said, what can we do to help?
Awesome.
And so we're going to have that memorial right next to the firefighter, the Dude firefighter statue at the Northern Gila County Historical Society there. It's the old Zane Gray cabin.
The park that they've created just there west of town a little bit. We'll come back with Marshall Trimble. Going to have to take a short break right here. Don't go anywhere, as we'll be right back.